Yo, group pick. Group picture.
About 100 friends, family, and well-wishers gathered at Sandy Beach in South Douglas on Friday to wish the group good luck on their epic adventure. Organizer Chris Hinckley said the idea behind the trip is to see what the rest of the world has to offer at a leisurely pace.
We don't want to put a time limit on anything. Could be a year, could be 3 years, kind of when the money runs out. But we're going to stop where we want to stop and move how fast we want to move, and no time to be anywhere.
Hinckley, Kanan Bosler, Andrew Francis, Colin Flynn, and Max Stanley plan to do the entire trip. About a dozen friends will join for different legs of the journey, most of them recent college graduates, all under the age of 25. Hinckley says they chose Tierra del Fuego as a stopping point, partly because it seemed like as far as they could go without needing to hop in a car or on a plane.
Just kind of as the longest line you could possibly draw on the map from Juneau, you know, so it was always something that intrigued us, like, wow, everything connects, man, you can go all the way through there and make it all the way, so we're going to go for it.
They'll be shooting video of the people and places they encounter along the way. Bosler hopes to make a documentary about the trip when they get back.
When we find unique communities that we feel really represent elements of sustainability or happiness or just like unique characteristics that really are like contributing well to living a good life in connection with your surroundings, we want to document that and try to share it with everyone.
Bosler says they don't have a budget, but some expenses have already been covered through fundraisers and gear donations. That includes a Kickstarter campaign that raised more than $5,000 for video equipment, and their kayaks, which are on loan from Seaward Kayaks of British Columbia.
We had a lot of support from local businesses that really changed the game for us and allowed us to really turn this thing into from a vision or a dream into a real reality that's actually happening.
They're also getting plenty of support from their families. Bosler's dad, Carl, says he did a similar trip when he was 19, hitchhiking and hopping freight trains to Alaska. With advances in communications since then, the elder Bosler says he's more excited than nervous for his son.
You know, when I came up here, I'd call my folks maybe once a month from a payphone, and it'd be a collect call, and, you know, they had no idea where I was. And today's technology, you know, you get an email and it's got the GPS coordinates, and you do the Google map and you can put the satellite portion on and you can almost see where they're getting their fresh water from, you know, where the streams are coming down. So
Hinckley says they'd all eventually like to return to Juneau, but for now they're just going to enjoy the journey.
I always envision myself coming back here and raising kids, but who knows. There's an adventure ahead of us, so we'll see where it takes us.
As they set out in their kayaks Friday afternoon with the wind at their backs, the group raised their paddles in the air and saluted their friends and family, cheering from shore. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.